T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Obviously, the biggest news of the day is what happens tonight. If you're heading out, be safe. Don't drink and drive. What more do I need to say? It's Halloween, man. It's a lot of fun. It's no pressure kind of day.
The second point, and it needs to be said, and I'll probably say it again at the tail end of the show as well. If you are going to drive around between like 5:30 and 9:30, 10 o'clock area, especially in neighborhoods, drive slowly. Keep an eye out. Because you're going to have kids running all over the place and having fun and all of that kind of stuff, and especially trick-or-treat. So if you're going home around that 5:30 area to about 9:30, make sure you take your time and keep your lights on and really, like, be careful.
Danger Dan has told you.
Yeah.
Stay safe.
That's always the number one thing with Halloween that always worries me.
I mean, let's face it, 99.9% of people out there get that, right? Like, I would hope that we shouldn't have to be saying stuff like that.
Oh, gosh, yeah. But it's good to have a reminder, because we're all in those moments where we do 30 down a side street because we're trying to get home fast.
Yeah, but there's no reason. Tonight, you're just, exactly. I mean, you know what's going on. People know what. But you know, the problem is, it's the stupid story that ends up as the lead on the news, right?
That's a good reminder.
Don't be the stupid story. How's that sound?
That's perfect. It's a good reminder.
Don't be the stupid story. Did Kevin talk about Halloween candy?
So Kevin Stefanski had the Kevin Stefanski show last night, and props to Meredith Kane for sending this our way.
Mm-hmm.
I'll audio courtesy of the Kevin Stefanski show. I'll just let them do it.
All right. What was your favorite Halloween candy?
Yeah, I'll eat it all. I don't discriminate. Whatever
equal
it is.
Opportunity.
I like Kevin Stefanski as a person.
I want to say Andrew Siciliano asked him the same kind of thing.
Zagura. Oh, you're no. That was Zagura.
I think Andrew asked him something similar at the end of the pregame show last week. Was that really his answer?
You want one more time?
Yeah.
All right. What was your favorite Halloween candy?
Yeah, I'll eat it all. I don't discriminate. Whatever
equal
it is.
Opportunity.
He doesn't want to belittle any of the other candies out there.
Are we worried about the egos of the candies in our rooms? Is this what we're worried about?
Well, you know, if we compliment M&M's, that might be a slight towards Snickers.
We don't want to help Snickers get a bigger salary next year.
If I say anything about peanut butter M&M's, that might smash the Reese's Pieces.
Mm. I can't. He couldn't even give you candy on that. And he did what when you crush him, just listen to the beginning of it again. Here comes you think there's a basket sigh. Oh, man. Here's the Stefanski sigh.
All right. What was your favorite Halloween candy?
Yeah, I'm, I don't.
Yeah.
Dude, just pick a candy.
No.
Just go, you know what, man? I'm a sucker for a Twix bar. I love a Kit Kat. Huge fan of the Mr. Good bar. Always enjoyed a crackle. Like, just pick something, even if it's something obscure.
You know,
big fan of 100 grand.
The Sour Patch Kids, it's my responsibility, right? It's on us. You go up, you're hoping for chocolate, and somebody hands you out Sour Patch Kids. And it's our job to make the Sour Patch Kids just a little bit more sour, right? Because that's what we're hoping for. And when I get those candies out on the grass, I mean, we like our rooms. We got the chocolate room. We got the fruit-flavored room. You know, and so we work hard in those rooms. So, I don't know. The flavored Tootsie Rolls, you know, I think every team would like to have a flavored Tootsie Roll on it. But, you know, right now we're going to work with the players that we have. I meant with the candy that we have, and they're going to excel.
Yeah. I just heard that yesterday. It was just like, oh, God. Dude, just pick something.
All right, let's go through the major debates of Halloween. And I saw this morning, and I never realized it until I saw Mackenzie jump in on this too. Candy corn, good or bad? And then I never realized why candy corn was called candy corn until today.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know why?
Yeah.
Why? I don't.
It's because of how it's shaped. It's shaped like corn kernels.
Right.
Ooh. Right.
And if you stack it up.
Right.
It actually looks like an ear of corn.
An ear of corn.
I never once.
Really?
I never thought about it. And two, I saw it and someone had stacked them up and I was like, wow, I never realized that.
I will give you the PG version of my thoughts on candy corn. If you want the R-rated version, Lewis Black does a stand-up sketch on it. Just copy and paste that and assume that's what I believe. All of the candy corn was made in 1955, and it's so terrible, we're still working off the initial batch. Candy corn is awful.
So Mackenzie. Bad. It's so bad.
Horrendous. You guys are nuts. Candy corn is fine.
It tastes like wax.
What are you guys talking about? Sweet. You know what? Then I guarantee you don't like the pumpkins then.
They taste exactly the same.
Oh, pumpkins are even better. It's more of everything you like in candy corn.
Ugh. So what about the Reese pumpkins? Do you think the Reese pumpkins taste different than a cup?
I think
do as well.
I do too. Why is that?
More peanut butter.
Is that why?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's more peanut butter.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
So are you pro or con the pumpkin.
For sure, pro the pumpkin.
Oh, you're pro the pumpkin.
Right.
Ah. There's no wrong way to eat a Reese's. They're all excellent.
Okay, Kevin.
There's no wrong way to eat a Reese's. They're all excellent. The pumpkins are awesome. Kevin. The cups are awesome. The mini cups are awesome. I am a peanut butter junkie to the fact that I will take the spoon to the jar of peanut butter and call that a meal.
All right.
I love peanut butter.
All right. As an adult, you go trick-or-treating with kids. They offer you candy. Should you take it? Yes or no? Dan.
One piece. That's it. You take one piece if you take it from each house.
Kenzie?
Kids don't eat it. Yeah, you take it.
Oh, you take it?
Right.
You don't even think twice about it?
No.
What if they put the bowl out? Whole hand?
No, one piece.
Just one piece?
As an adult, you're saying, or as a kid?
As an adult.
Oh, as an adult, you don't take that.
When they put the bowl out, you say no.
Yeah, you want it to
you're
last.
You're out. You know you're going to eat your kid's candy at the end of the night. Let's be honest. Right?
They're going to hand you everything they don't like.
Is it okay to give out healthy snacks on Halloween?
Those end up in your gutters. You don't want to do that.
I'm kind of here for it, honestly.
You're here for the healthy snack?
Yeah, mix it in there. Give them a little lunch snack to put in the lunch box.
What are you saying, like bologna or salami? You're going to throw them a little piece of plastic bag in there or what?
I'm trying to think what... I mean, I remember getting just bags granola of bar? Pretzels. Granola bars would be good.
Oh, man, I got to tell you.
Yeah, somehow.
Granola bars going to... You know what's great? You'll be able to get scrambled eggs from the houses that are handed out the granola bars, right? You just go right up to the windows and you'll be like, oh, look at this. We got egg. We can go scramble that afterwards. Nobody wants a granola bar on Halloween. I'm sorry. There is no kid that wants a granola bar. Do you think, Dan? There's just no way.
Nobody wants a granola bar. Oh, no, not on the candy holiday.
I feel like with TikTok and all that nowadays, kids are a lot more healthy than we think. They're all trying to be that LA influencer that drinks green juice.
You are watching a small sliver of Americana because there are plenty of kids that are overweight. If you think kids are being healthy right now, God bless you because I'm missing it. I don't see it.
Do you guys have a favorite Halloween costume from when you were a kid?
Oh, I brought this up yesterday. Spider-Man. I had a Spider-Man suit, and it was one of the ones where you went to the store and they were on the hanger and it was like a plastic Spider-Man suit that came with a mask.
Oh, the mask and the
whole
thing?
Yeah, that was it, yeah.
My mom made me a Zorro costume as a kid and that one will always sit near and dear to my heart. Just walking around with the cape and the mask and the hat on and all that stuff. Yeah.
Did you?
Mackenzie? Are you
asking? Yes.
I was Elvis one year and that one just sticks out to me.
Why?
I was obsessed with Elvis at one point.
Oh, you were? Yeah. Okay.
I liked it because I was like, oh, I'll go up to the people and they give me candy and I'll be like, thank you very much. So it was a thing.
That's all that's right in the world.
I find it interesting, and I'm not going too deep in this, people that would dress their kids up for their own political agenda.
That's weird.
Good or bad?
Bad.
Horrible. Let your kids be your kids. Let your kids be kids.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Like the other costume I had as a kid, and I had to force my parents to go be Sub-Zero. I was Sub-Zero one year.
Your kid be your political statement tonight. Can we not do that? Please. Your kids aren't a billboard for you. Let your kid be a kid. They don't know better, especially the little ones. I mean, seriously. Everyone's looking at you like you're like, uncle, please. Like, we don't care about your political agenda.
Not tonight.
We don't. Not tonight. Man, get your kids some candy.
Go dress them as Barney and let them be adorable.
What's better, to go out and buy a costume or to make your own, Dan?
Depends on how old you are. As a kid, there's nothing better than the store-bought costume. Because that means, you know, you're actually close to looking like the actual character that you want to be. Mm. When you get older, the whole goal is how quickly can I put this together and still get credit? Like when I was in high school, every year I was Eddie Vedder. Reason? All I had to do was wear a flannel shirt and a Jimi Hendrix, Pink Floyd, The Clash, any kind of t-shirt like that under it. And I'd walk from classroom to classroom and go, look, I'm Eddie Vedder. Which was basically what I wore every day anyway. And still wear.
Kenzie, what are you doing?
I think the homemade ones are the best, honestly. You can be a little bit more creative with it. Put your own spin.
I saw one today as I was walking through Playhouse Square. There was a woman, a fantastic cut. First of all, I went to go get coffee this morning. And there was a guy that had like a fake axe put into his head and had fake blood all over his shirt. I thought it was really good. And then a woman walked in and she was dressed as a construction pylon. and it was perfect.
That's really funny.
And I was like, wow, that was really great. I should have said that's a great costume, but I was in a hurry and I wanted to get over here. So, but yeah, I thought that was good. Distraction or not a distraction at work, people that dress up for Halloween. Mackenzie.
I don't think it's a distraction as long as you're not doing anything crazy like Ken Garman.
What was Ken dressed this morning?
He was a clown.
He was a clown.
So, well, did Ken get dressed then?
What? Yeah, Ken Garman dressed up as a clown.
I'm over your head.
I'm following.
She got it. You didn't get it. What?
Oh, I know.
Distraction or not a distraction?
Good gravy. Well, outside of that one, which anybody who saw that one on YouTube and that stuff may want to watch something else before they fall asleep so that it doesn't haunt you.
What? Oh, was he a scary clown this morning?
He was just a standard clown, but, you know.
It was extra scary.
I know. My mom did that to me. And then, you know, as a kid, and I know this is totally old school, and I'm still kind of mad at my mom about it, but I let it go. Never was she dressed me up as Raggedy Andy when I was a kid.
My parents were always
Mackenzie,
cool.
You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
Is that the doll with the red hair?
Yeah, sort of. Okay, correct. Good. All right, that makes me feel better. All right, that was our trip down Halloween lane. Are you done with this? Did you have anything else to add to this, Dan?
Yes, every kid that's out there, if your parents are trying to get you to go out with that pumpkin bucket, you tell them no, and you go get your pillowcase.
Oh, good call. Yeah.
Yep.
That's a good call.
Ditch, no, don't take the pumpkin bucket. Don't take a plastic bag. Do not take a paper bag. Go get your pillowcase. Pillowcase is strong. It holds the most amount of candy, and you can throw it over your shoulder and run with it without having to worry.
Great wisdom from Dan Menigan. Mackenzie, good job, too. 216-474-0092. We'll come back. We'll talk to Tim May about the Buckeyes getting set to take on Penn State tomorrow. 3:30 kick. We'll talk about it next.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
So, I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing. Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.